This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Random Order Podcast, episode 123.
It's your boy Jermaine Richards, man. I'm in the building. We got B Baby Trey in the building.
Yeah.
My creator's here.
Hey, man. Come on, Richards. Shout out Sebastian, of course, in the building.
What's good? What's good?
Hey, man. My very special request. Papa Richards is back in the building, everybody.
Thunder, Paul.
Feel that noise?
It's been a slow episode, man. We covered many important things.
Jamaican duppy stories.
We press our dad about eating our food.
The time my dad fell off a motorcycle.
My dad getting too much money.
Work experiences with my dad.
And my dad's first experience with wasabi.
You know all the buttons to press, man. Hit that thumbs up. Hit that subscribe. Hit them follow on them, all them accounts, man. Jump in the description. We got out everything that's important.
Yes, sir.
Thunder, Paul.
Yes, sir. Another major episode. We got the man of the hour back in the building.
He demanded. He came back.
I was about to say my special request, but it wasn't really the fans. It was kind of you.
It was kind of just you, yeah.
You shot me a message of you taking a fan pic, and you're like, yo, I need more of this guy.
Don't bring that up, man. You guys asked for me. Don't bring that shit up.
We told you episode 200 will come back. 100 episodes. 23 in. He says,
yeah, I can't wait. Yeah. He's been trying to get back to 100.
You know how much attention I get out there? I don't even want to talk about the attention.
Why not?
Goat cheese attention, bro.
Oh, come on, man. That's crazy.
You getting goat cheese attention?
Yeah, man. Enough of this goat cheese attention out there, bro. I should have said that, man. I didn't know it was going to be big like that.
People are calling you goat cheese Richie.
Goat cheese!
Nah, that's messed up. You got to know he's not trying to talk about that. Like, come on.
You know, respect my father.
Come on.
I demand respect, man.
If you see him on his ones and, you know, you have a conversation with him, you can whisper like, hey, man, the goat cheese. If you can relate to it. If you can't, you're just making fun. Just let it rock.
Yeah, but don't bring it up again, man. Don't I know if...
You gotta shit your pants.
Yeah, you're the shitter. No, I'm not the shitter. Yeah, man. So, anyways. That's crazy. It's over with.
You getting good attention too, though?
Yeah, man. Everybody's good. Everybody's good and respectful, man.
We ever bring you any work?
Work.
Any recommendations from...
Not really. No.
I was gonna say you need to cut us in.
Oh, hell no, man. Guess what?
What?
Ordered a Tesla, bro.
This
month is coming.
Damn.
Hey.
What made you cop the Tesla?
Too much money, man.
Too much, yeah.
Too much money.
No, not like that.
I gotta get rid of this.
No, baby. I'm broke.
Yeah, right. That's what he says. Like, it's two different narratives. Like, he says, it's what he says versus what his Instagram says.
Right.
Two different stories.
You be flexing on
it.
That's why I stopped posting, man.
It's Alicia's Instagram that tells the truth.
Okay.
Yeah, we catch glimpses.
Yeah, man, I ordered a Model X.
Nice.
Yeah, man, the one with the yoke.
Yeah, nice.
No more of this shit, man.
Really? That surprises me. You're a very traditional man.
Not into the new.
You
can't do this on the yoke, bro.
Right, because you can't hold the top of the wheel,
no,
right?
One finger, Richard.
Boy, Jesus.
Yeah, it looks awkward already, right? But
you'll get used to it, though, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, my gas is too expensive. Diesel's crazy now, man.
Yeah.
Even diesel guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
Diesel was like 10 cents.
It's going down a little bit.
Yeah.
It's at 130 right now.
It's still too much.
I smiled seeing that.
I think that's gas.
Oh, you're right. Diesel, yeah.
Diesel's still higher
than... Yeah, man.
But diesel don't come down with gas? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's always more, but...
That's what we assumed at first.
Diesel lasts you long. Like, how long you get
It don't burn as fast.
Maybe about 900 clicks.
Oh.
And how much you fill it? Like a 150?
It's one, like one... 71, 80.
Oh, that's disrespectful.
Yeah, man, it used to be like $80.
Yeah. To film?
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, back in, I shouldn't say back in the day, last month. Day. Yeah. Last month was like $80, yeah.
No
way. I was like,
man.
Frit. Yeah, man.
That's crazy.
Premium is cheaper.
Mm-hmm. Premium is cheaper than?
Like, I'm talking about the top. Top of the top is cheaper than diesel, man. No
premium diesel?
Man. Yeah.
No, premium gas.
Premium gas is cheaper than diesel. Oh.
Yeah.
You must be filling it at work with the trucks, with the moving trucks.
Shh.
You got to hook up on gas or something?
Yeah. No, man.
Let me get the gas card back.
Oh.
Come on.
Yeah.
Bro, we got to listen. You had a demand to come back on the show. We got a list of demands too.
We honestly have a lot to go over because there's a lot of things that from my childhood I just didn't understand, you know?
Oh boy.
Gas card. We had this gas card.
I remember the gas card.
Oh man, we had a gas card.
How the fuck would he remember the gas card?
Yeah, we were there, bro.
How would he remember the gas card? How the fuck would he remember the gas card?
We didn't understand what was going on. He had a business from our side. All we saw was that he's like, yo, we got this gas card. Just fill up your tanks and it's all good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Free gas.
Free gas. Yeah.
Go to school and come home.
Right.
And how does he know about the gas truck?
So the thing was, when we would drive our friends around and other people were driving their friends around, everyone would be like, okay, gas money. But we never asked for the gas money. Because we're just like, oh, like, you know, we'll help. But everyone was staying safe, you know what I mean? We're making sure everyone got to where they had to go to. But we weren't rinsing kids for the gas money. We were rinsing you.
Yeah.
I'm the business.
No, I'm finding it. What do you mean on the business? I still got to pay.
Really?
It, all we knew was like all their friends were like, yo, gas money, gas. I'm like, why are they making a big deal about gas money?
Yeah.
Isn't it $0?
They don't got the car. Y'all got a gas card. I didn't know this.
What?
I got to come on a lot more often. Man.
Man. Remember the day you took away the gas card?
Yeah.
Business is closing. I'm like, okay, cool. So just, I get a new gas card?
Yeah.
No more gas
card. No more gas card.
Oh, that was the day it was like, yes, fuck, it's over. That's why I shut down the business on purpose. Yeah, that's why I shut her down. And give me back the gas card.
No, we didn't even abuse the gas card like that. We were pretty good because we're always together for the most part. There's sometimes I would put like my own 20 into the gas.
Are you being honest?
Help
now?
Me out.
Hell no.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Nah, because I was always worried that you could see where someone's pumping. So days where I was like, okay, if I abuse it and I went too far out, I'd be like, okay, I won't pump this week with the gas card. Because I just did on this day, you know?
Crazy,
So then I would use my own money.
A little bit of balance.
What do you mean? Like out too far, like out of town?
If I pumped on Monday and on Wednesday I need gas already because maybe I went to Pickering and whatever, I'm back and forth. I'd be like, hey, Thursday's too quick to get this gas again.
Yeah,
it's
a good dude right there.
Yeah, man. I appreciate that, man.
Yeah.
You think you're going to hang up the Jamaican boxing gloves on the Tesla?
Oh, hell no. Oh, no. Love Jamaica.
It's more of a Trini thing.
I find things with the flag and the headrest wrapped up and all that.
Trini's and Guyanese are the most proudest from the Caribbean.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
As far as like getting all the accessories. Yeah.
The Bajans might be up there too.
Bajan?
Yeah, they're kind of prideful.
Yeah, no? I am Bajan.
Yeah.
I forget every time.
I always think you're Jamaican.
But I just grew up with Jamaican side. That's why. I don't even. I forget sometimes. I'm Bajan, you know? Okay. Yeah.
I didn't know either. I didn't know I was Bajan. Bajan.
Where are you from? Now's your time to clear it up.
St. Mary.
Yeah,
St. Mary country.
Straight bush.
Country, yo. Yeah, man, straight bush.
Have you guys been?
Yeah, once. Yeah. Went back to the childhood house.
Goat cheese time. Yeah, they've been.
Shit. Yeah.
And they drank, and guess what?
They drank
the motherfucking water.
Yeah.
And guess what?
Do that.
And guess what?
That's hilarious.
Water boy, and water.
Yo, honestly, they get on us for telling that story so many times.
Yeah,
so this guy's opened up a bunch of times about that story.
On the cruise, right?
Yeah.
It just came back to me. Thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah. But from your perspective, I bet it's funny because, like, again, it happened in, like, dominoes. Like, it was first Jermaine, then Ryan, then me.
Mm-hmm.
But then, was it Ryan first?
I was feeling sick first. And you guys were laughing at me.
We were laughing. Yeah, it was you. But then you had to go tell the boat, like, yo, my sons need some, like, they need something. They're just down bad. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, we're going to have to quarantine the room, log off the boat, put the kids down below.
In
and you're
basement.
Like,
I'll rub some rum over their face.
It was an experience because we're only in Jamaica for like maybe 8 hours, honestly.
Yeah, that's true.
Not even that long. We went back to your childhood home, which was, I don't know, they think they just keep building on top of this home, like. Your house is crooked, right? Was I tripping?
They keep building onto it, though. My grandpa goes back. He stays Bennett. He goes back to the house a lot. And then he'll come back. Yeah, man, them extended. Yeah, man, two floor and all.
They think they're the highest.
Why not?
Why not? Yeah, man, they put in a window. Yeah, two window now.
Five floor skyscraper. There's no construction code out there, I don't think.
No permits.
You need no permits.
Permit.
You had a weird ghost story about that house, right? One time you're in the backyard and you fell down. You said a dopey pinned you down or something.
Yeah, don't talk about that.
What's good? Ghosts are different, honestly. Ghosts here in Canada are nice.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to catch a Jamaican
ghost. Crazy guy. Hey, boy. And no one's around. You're in the flesh.
He's still there.
Me no dish.
What?
Yeah, man. I don't care what anybody says, but there's dopey. It's real, man. It's real out there, man.
What I don't get is how you guys were able to talk to the ghost like a real human. Say, not today, man. Not today.
Was Benny telling us about that?
Was it you?
It was me.
It was you, right?
Yeah, man. It was my grandmother. Walking my aunt to work. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. It's done up on. Oh, George, are you with that? Yes, Miss Ryan. Yes, Miss Lily. Are you?
The ghost is
talking to her. Yeah.
You saw this? Or
No. Okay. She telling us about it.
Okay.
Yeah, my Missy George last night, you know, our night man in our. Yeah. Right. It's
Wow.
Yeah, actually stand up there and run them. Move.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
That's crazy, man. Still, I've heard similar stories from my family like that. Mm. Yeah, for sure.
Just
talking
to a ghost.
Yeah.
Like, here they'll spook you, run away. They see nothing, just curtain move, but they're just.
Yeah.
Yo.
We can't say that.
Yeah.
Songs, bro.
Yeah.
Songs.
You don't know my name. I rough you, man.
Say disrespect me, man.
So, I'm gonna fuck you up tonight.
Sorry, bet. Watch.
Man.
Everything about Jamaicans is just different.
It's different.
There's a trend on the internet where like they find crazy clips from Jamaica and say Jamaica's not a real place.
You know, sometimes when something new come out, you can't just run into it because you don't know what effects it might have on you. So we want the big countries, them like America and Canada and England. Go ahead and take the vaccine and let us see how it works.
That's true.
Yes. So after that now, everything good for those people. Then next year we can say, all right, come over time now. We're ready to take it.
What do you mean?
Just because of the craziness. LeVar was telling us the same story of him being in Jamaica and then he's like driving by and seeing this girl with like red eyes.
Me blood.
And her mom's like, don't look at him. She's like, oh, don't be that.
Me blood.
Just like at the side of the road, just looking at his red eyes.
Jamaica is a very interesting place, bro.
When's the last time you've been back in? When you go to you be at the resorts and you stay
at the resort. Ain't no ghost there. No. I would not sleep at my grandmother's house. I would not.
Really?
I say, yeah, man, come and spend the time. No way.
You pop by her.
What do you mean?
You pop by her.
Yeah, I'll drive by.
Yeah, okay.
Just drive by. Don't stop.
Yeah. I was here. Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong. It was all grass though. Like there's no. Like, there wasn't a driveway.
To get there, it was just...
Oh, my God.
No suspension on that car, bro. And I'm like, seatbelt, leave it.
Sorry, it's just coming on my car.
Bro, the seatbelts are wrapped up.
Oh,
I'm going to leave it, man.
That's not my seatbelt.
Have you seen this?
Lila Enriquez viewed the spooky footage brought to us as evidence of the tales. Now, we must warn that some of the footage may be troubling to some viewers.
I think I've seen this.
This 11-year-old boy claims he is being haunted by a ghost.
Man, I'm even shaking right now, man.
Family says they've tried praying for the boy and taking him to church, but the ghost would only follow them inside, causing havoc, pulling the boy and throwing objects wherever he goes.
Canadian ghosts don't leave the building.
I need a Where Is He Now video on this.
Yeah.
Bumble Clot! No!
They say that's how it's been for the past several days. The boy says the ghost is actually a friend who died 4 years ago.
Holy.
He claims the friend suddenly started appearing to him wearing a white top, black pants, and a black watch.
I'm licking him down, I'm drying him.
You see?
When we go around there, I'm going to feel this wolf of heat and thing.
Me, bro. Yeah. Heat.
I don't see his interviews.
Him run out and me dead and me say, yo, me not see nothing. So me end up, I come out now and when me turn me back, one lick me get in my back.
Me, bro. Yeah, man, you fuck. Yeah.
This time, the boy claims he sees the ghost standing near the wall and goes over to stand next to it.
Touch ya? Tell me when I'm a touch ya. Am I touch ya? Am I touch ya for?
I believe him. I believe
crazy.
Him.
Oh my god.
Yo, believe him, bro.
Believe him.
Look on her face. It's real deal. It's not no fake shit, man.
People are trying to prove it wrong on the internet. Now you see the string.
I'm sure. No, 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 no.
On the chair, yeah, maybe that, but this.
Yeah, you don't got to fake this instrument.
No.
Yeah, there's other.
My grandmother used to talk about it all the time, man. And my eyes used to water up and water up. And yeah, it's like, oh, it's real.
It's real.
So you believe in ghosts?
So, yeah, believing in it too much, man.
Yeah,
yeah, man.
So when we're in Knightsbridge and we're saying like, yo, okay, like as kids we're like, yeah, all right, this place is.
This is our old apartment building. Who was like we had experiences there. We've heard things. We've seen things. But like every time we came to you, it was kind of like.
But I don't know if you were telling us. Well, you can tell us.
That nigga's too broke to move.
I was gonna say that.
Move away. Nigga's too broke to move.
So it's not a ghost.
Just be friendly with the ghost, man. Just be friendly. He's part of the family, man. Yeah,
that's real though, man.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, no, real. I believe you. Yeah.
Okay. Was,
yeah, and it's like, don't stop voting. Yeah, yeah, I would get pissed off because I'm scared myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember that one time in the house though, and this is our more recent house, Sir Jacobs. It was it was me, you, and Trevon downstairs. No one else was home, and then a huge,
like it dropped a safe.
Like someone dropped a safe upstairs.
Yeah. Oh,
we're
shit.
In the living room.
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
Right above us in your room, and we all looked at each other. We're like, nah. And I think you thought it was a raccoon in the attic. I'm like, bro, that had to have been 30 raccoons dropping at once, like.
Okay, now you guys are scaring the fuck out
of
me.
And then you went up. I think you blocked these things out of your mind.
Yeah, of course.
We happened. All went up.
Yeah. And then you went upstairs like, come on! I'm like, oh, he believes it.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to play it cool. Like, no, it's a raccoon. Yeah. Like,
come on! Your blood clot. That's what they say in Jamaica. You cuss them.
Oh, yeah.
You
cuss
them if you're ignorant or you're, they'll move.
Oh,
but I brought in the priest the next day. You remember
Olga? Yeah.
Water.
Jeez.
Open the door, Eric. Open the door. Let him out.
So I had high school. I had a spare in high school in grade 12. So some days, on alternating days, I'd have it my spare in the morning. So it was like 2 hours. Oh my! I don't know why they made.
Yeah, the first period was two hours. The first period, too.
That's ridiculous.
That's tough.
Man, you could have had a part-time job, bro.
Okay.
You're wasting time.
It's a fact.
You're loafed it.
Skankalo 8 to 11.
I have a full-time job.
Yeah, we did have a part-time
job. Anyways, 2 hours in the morning, and so I'm sleeping in, and it must have been around like 11. I'm like, okay, let me go to school now. So sometimes you have your spare, and then you have a lunch. So it'd be like 2 hours and like almost 3 hours before you start school. And I remember I was downstairs brushing my teeth. And I was still in my pajamas, like ball shorts, whatever. Just woke up.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard someone walking upstairs, like directly above us. I'm in a basement, like walking from, it would have been like where the hardwood was, like kind of to the door area and like stop above the basement.
Oh, man.
So I'm like, yo, okay, that's the only way out of this house. I just kind of froze. I'm like, all right, well, I'm out. Went upstairs, left through a side door, went to school in like my bedtime clothes. I think I had to bring a friend home and say, yo, follow me home. I got to go change because I had just left.
No, you're telling me this.
Yeah.
After I came in the house afterwards. Thanks a lot, man.
You got to be considerate and not tell your family what's going on in the house.
Yeah.
You don't want to scare everyone. So you just got to, see things, hold it down.
Yeah.
But this guy's texting me, yo, are you home? Like, I'm at work. I was like, okay, I'm leaving.
I'm going to school. Don't come home. Let that come home first.
You don't do scary movies, huh?
Oh, hell no. I mean, you know what scares the hell out of me, too? Mm-hmm. I'm sleeping, and then I get stuck in that little... Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's like I'm trying to get up, and it's like, I'm dopey. They say, dopey, I ride you. Yeah.
Sleep paralysis.
Oh, is it, that's what they call you?
Sleep paralysis.
I thought it was dopey, I ride you.
Yeah, dopey, I ride you. That's the street term. It's the medical term for sleep paralysis.
That scares the shit out of me. It's like you feel like you're saying Jermaine.
I've had that a bunch of times, and then like I'll like see things and like hear things, but then I actually get up. I'm like, yo, was I dreaming, or was I up trying? You know what I mean? Was I actually trying to be up, get up?
Right.
I don't know if I was like, it's a weird in between. I don't know what's what, but
happens to you?
Yeah.
Happens to you?
I never had it still.
Oh. Sleep paralysis?
Never had sleep paralysis. No.
And I wake up pissed off, man. I gotta fuck somebody up right now. Where the dope it? Where
am I seeing?
Cause you know you're up. It's like my brain is awake, but like I can't open my eyes. I can't move my body. Like, I remember one time I had pink eye. This is in Knightsbridge.
Oh my god!
I had pink eye. So like
your eyes are sealed.
And I remember I was having a nightmare, and this time I was afraid of like Jason. Freddy versus Jason, whatever. And I remember I was having a nightmare. He was chasing me, and I'm trying to open my eyes, but I can't. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, yo, what? Like, he's still coming at me. I'm still dreaming. That's like my first version of sleep paralysis.
Well, on to the next episode now. I got to drive back for myself.
Yo, even those certain drives, you're just looking back. I'm looking in the mirror. I don't want to see the mirror at all.
Yo, I'm shaking right now, man.
Oh man, I have a bone to pick with you, honestly. A couple bones that you left behind.
Yeah, exactly.
So when we're staying at your house a couple months ago, Wingstop hit us up, said, "Hey, come on down, guys, come try out some new wings."
All
right, cool, we'll go try it out. I said, "Oh, you know, I'm gonna bring some home. I'll have some later. I have some editing work to do, so this will be a nice snack. Put in the fridge, you know, away from your fridge. Put in a second fridge.
Oh yeah, down the hall fridge.
You know exactly where it's at.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
So like, I come home now.
My fridge, all right."
Yeah,
that's what we'll get to that.
Same thing I said, brother.
You're defending the story.
Are we done talking about this?
You know what? You're right.
Okay.
All of a sudden, I forgot.
I didn't mean to bring that part up.
Your fridge, your rules, huh?
Your fridge, your rules. Yeah, I just remember coming home and I was like, wait, hold on. There's a box. And I asked you, I was just like, yo, do you see the box? You're like,
Bro, we asked him if he had Wingstop. I'm like, yo, you eat the Wingstop? He's like, Wingstop? No, I never tried Wingstop. No, our Wingstop.
Oh, yeah.
Destroyed that.
Yeah, so what? So what? What is it?
Well, why did you lie?
I need to know. When I first said you eat our wings, it's just like,
was that like a fight or flight response? Yeah.
I felt like I was getting in trouble.
I didn't have no. I didn't even try Wingstop yet. No. Ours.
Wings. Not in my motherfucking house. I'm getting in trouble. Yeah. I can't eat them wings. And they were good, boy.
That's what we say. Yeah.
You try one, it's like, Lord, God, that wing that good. Try one more, it's like, oh, that's too late. Fuck, might as well kill it, man.
It's 2024, and I'm sure you have goals. Maybe those are financial goals. The type of goals that if you have 10 different streaming services that you got to pay for, that's not going to happen. Trust me. It adds up. I had to get in tune with my spending in order to save money, and that's why I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. With the Rocket Money app, I can see all my subscriptions in one place. So if I see an app that I don't want, I can cancel it with one tap. I don't have to talk to any customer service. I don't have to log in anywhere. Rocket Money does it for me. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped its members save an average of $740 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder. rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crow portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
So that was one story. And then you remember when you went to, it was like a rib fest or something like that. And then you called us, you're like, yo, do you guys want ribs? Because I'm about to get ribs for myself.
Yeah.
And then you set aside our ribs.
Come home. Yeah, there's ribs here, guys. Ribs popping about. Ribs. This is you guys. Here, this is yours. This is mine.
Yeah.
So, so we had our styrofoam container.
Yeah.
You had yours. It must have been 2 days or a day I didn't touch it. Come back now to go touch it. And I see the white styrofoam at the bottom because a couple ribs are just missing.
When you continue to move your
After a day, it's anybody's. I tell you not to eat it the same. After a day, any black people's house, after a day, it's
free roam.
Yeah.
I would say, you see something in the fridge a couple of times.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's when you shoot the text. Like, yo, are you doing this? Or, you know what I mean?
You know, I ain't texting, man.
We'll talk after.
Did
you eat my ribs?
Yes. I'll explain. Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to clear those two things up. Thank you for
that. How do you feel? You feel better?
No. And I knew it was him the whole time.
In my house.
Yeah, you're right. Just had to get the backstory. You know?
Yeah.
We got to have rules on the fridge, man. Just rules and regulations, how things work.
Tape and a marker, bro.
Also, you know what I mean? Tron had a little situation where, well, we told the story already. Everyone's familiar.
Oh, no, don't get mad at me.
Waiting on this visa. Trevon pops out. He leaves, not even the full bed, just like the bedroom light, and then there's like these little small lights on the side, like the little windowsill thing. Mm-hmm. I'm home, Trevon's out playing ball. My dad's walking down texting. Fucking just, yo, he's locked in. Fucking, he's like trying to talk and text at the same time.
I know this one.
Trevon, he's texting my group chat. I'm in with Trevon. Fucking light.
Yo, that's not even a fucking joke, it. Man.
Trevon, you left the light on. Bro, I'm on the other end. I'm playing ball and shit. Thinking Matt's about to text me like, yo, food's home when you get here. Like, I don't have to worry about food. Left light on. Grr, fuck. Just growling.
Yeah. I was trying to say, you fucking asshole. Left the
This is the exact text you sent me right here. Bro, you left the light.
Bro, no, he was not joking. I was home. I was with him in the flesh. He's mad. Alicia's trying to talk to him. Wait, hold on.
Wait. Yeah, it's not even funny, man.
I got to get this off.
Yeah. The only thing I'm pissed off about is my picture, man. Change my picture.
You don't like that picture?
That's you at your B-day, bro. What do you mean?
Oh, Yeah, the light thing is, yeah, fuck. Of course I was pissed.
You wouldn't take back the girl?
Nah. Like, pulling off the light.
That's Matt R's, too.
You growled at your son, man.
Is the girl natural?
Fuck. It's like I want to explode. Fuck. You know what I mean? I was like, yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
No. It was just a bottle.
Even the girl, I'm trying to be nice and shit. Like, fuck, man.
So what goes through your mind? Okay, he left the lights on for maybe an hour. That costs maybe
20 cents.
10 cents.
I don't know, it's just a principle, man. I live by principle alone. Yeah, I just had the vibe.
Yeah, turn off the light, man.
If you're not in that room, turn off the light.
Yeah.
Bro, he used to come home. What's with the circus? All these lights. It's not an amusement park.
Honestly, even at work, it's like that, man. Like, holy fuck, these guys leave the lights on. I put a big sign, turn off the light. Guys, when you're done, can you turn off the lights? You know what I mean?
Have you tried growling at them?
I can't grr at them at work, but fuck. I grr in my office, though, man. Dude.
No, that is hilarious because I think I carry that with me now.
I do.
In my life, I'm just like, yo, why are the lights on?
Bro, I'm walking through my house. Why don't I just turn on the light? Even when I was there, I'm just walking through with a flashlight, Super Mario.
Luigi's Mansion.
Yeah,
like, yo, why am I living like this?
That's my lips. Take your hands off my lips. Fuck. Turn on the light, man.
Man, Richie, you have some great sayings, man. Are you aware of like how great they are when you say them, or
what sayings?
See, he doesn't even know.
You think I found this shit?
Oh, that was good. You should train more. Yeah. That's it. That one is.
Wait, that's, found us? That's amazing, bro.
You like the wall will be scratched up at the house, or you think I found this shit?
Well, I didn't.
You're right. That's the thing. Is we're talking. Yeah. But the thing
that you can't find nothing out there.
Yo, I think the best parenting is making your kids feel disappointed in themselves. I think that's better than like hitting them or anything. You know,
I
think
he did pay for it.
That really learns the lesson. So that's just the best. That's the perfect dose of that, bro. My daddy, he bought that, bro. He didn't find it, bro.
No,
I gotta get it together. You know?
I think it carried on to me because sometimes the twins would come over and do some reckless shit. Yeah. You think you found this shit? Oh, they're free.
Yeah.
Now, when you press your friends, you know, like,
oh, fuck. I'm talking like that now.
My bad.
I'm talking like that.
God. Nah, that's funny. Because a lot of times when I'm with Julie and I'll say something and Julie be like, that's Richie and you coming up.
Yeah, man.
And I'm like, yo, I didn't notice that. Yeah, because I go around I'm like, Julie, man, turn off the light. Say, hey.
He says, your dad. Like, you see? Right. It's going to pay off one day, man. It's going to pay off.
It will. Oh, my God. But it was confusing because some of the things you did find from work. I was like, yeah, actually, wait, hold on. You did find that one.
Yeah, you found that. You found that.
Yeah.
The couch. The bed.
Yo.
Man, what was the story of the... The desk bed.
Yeah, we were broke.
Wait, what's the desk bed?
So, from our childhood perspective, this bed just had all sorts of drawers and like it was nice. It was like carved out and it had like a nook under.
Sounds great.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, cool bed.
Yeah.
I grew up.
It was a desk with no legs.
I'm like, oh. Yeah. My whole childhood was a lie.
Yeah. Wait. And now they make them. And now sell they make them.
Oh, yeah. Bedford
yeah.
drawers,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, Bedford
you could have been. We could have been out of here. Yeah. He could have been Mr. IKEA.
Yeah. Yeah, man. It was ingenuity.
IKEA would have been Jamaican instead of Swedish.
Yeah.
IKEA.
IKEA.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. No, we did that, man.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fire. Yeah,
pencil drawer and everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah. For I was like, why my desk got a stapler? Stapler holder. Innovation at its finest, I suppose. Yeah.
It was strongest bed ever out there, man. Mm. You know what? It wouldn't even sway.
So what, you put the mattress on top of it, type shit?
Inside of yeah. I think I built a little edge around.
Oh,
the
wow.
Yeah, but the drawers were there. The shiny handles were there. Nice. Stapler holder, like you said, was there. Yeah, man.
Nice.
Yeah. And they got their homework done.
Yeah.
After. Just flip the bed. I was like, I gotta get to work.
Is it? Yeah, you see? It paid off, man. Yeah.
Word.
You doing video? They got you doing video calls these days? For work?
Yeah.
You're Zooming and...
Yeah, FaceTime and everything.
FaceTime? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're not on Zoom and Google Meet.
Oh, hell no. Fuck.
Tell them FaceTime.
Yeah, just FaceTime. Yeah.
I was going to ask, what's the line for you now? Like, where do you draw? Because I know getting an iPhone for you was a big thing. Mm. That's an iPhone still, right?
Yeah.
That was a hurdle, yeah. Well, yeah, that was a big hurdle for you to get over. But what's now, like, I won't learn how to use an iPad or I won't learn how to... Google Meet? No. Like, what's...
Kirk got the Tesla on the way.
Yeah.
That's Tesla.
Surprised me, too. Yeah. The amount of money they want for one of those, man.
Really?
Yeah. Man. But yeah, all I'm going to do is drive it. All the other stuff is Alicia will handle, man.
Right.
You don't stream music. You don't... Like, how do you listen to music? You're like on YouTube?
You got to stream music.
Not really. No. I got time for that, man.
So you don't listen to music?
Just the radio and just gospel and church talk and all that. Yeah.
So, but you got CDs or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't use them.
I don't have a CD drive. I can't find it. Yeah. No car plays the CDs. That's definitely done.
Yeah, I don't stream. I just want to get to work, man.
How do you get up early? What's the secret of getting up early, man? I can't. The amount of times I've tried to be like a 5 a.m. guy.
Mm.
What time do you get up?
Sometimes 4 or just 5 or just whatever. Just get up and it's like,
oh boy.
Stuff on my mind and then I'm, just go.
Mm.
Yeah, now I feel like a zombie, Brechin, because I was, God. But sometimes I don't know, just wake up and gone.
What time you sleep?
About 11 o'clock.
That's pretty good.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's late.
You're still hanging out late. Yeah. Yeah. You're not like an 8 p.m. bedtime type of guy.
No. I smoke weed until about... Just choking.
No. Because I'm going to ask you. What's this? Care to explain this?
Come on.
Oh, I think this is Jamaica, actually, at the resort. Oh, yeah. Only in Jamaica. Hashtag kids don't try this at home.
Oh, my God. Yeah, your hashtags are amazing.
Yeah. Richie, that's a big pick, bro. Yeah,
that's a big spliff, man.
Yeah. Kids don't try this at home, man.
Man. That's crazy.
Holy fuck. Yo.
Let me ask you.
I don't really smoke. Right? So I was trying to be cool and blaze up the big spliff, bro.
Okay.
You know, the water and thing. And then, then after that, I hit myself. Fuck. Why did I do this? Yeah. Brought back the weed, man. It's like, here, Mr. Dealer.
Three quarters of a spliff here. Sell this.
Yeah. Take back your bag of weed, please, Mr. Dealer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Nah, that's funny. That's hilarious.
I can't be bothered with that, man.
Wow.
So that's not what puts you to bed?
No, man. I joke about it, but I don't really entertain it all that much.
Oh man, that's good.
That's good, man.
Where the hell you guys found us, man?
I don't know, man. Your Instagram's an interesting place. A lot of great moves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I came across this one the other day and
straight. This is your first selfie.
Just the first time trying it.
Yeah.
Like, front-facing camera.
It missed my whole body, man.
It's a lot of interesting stuff. I'm not too sure what.
He said, oh, not bad.
I don't know what this
You guys probably set me up for that. That laid out.
I never seen this in my life. This is after we moved out.
Oh, Alicia kicked down the door on me, man.
Bro was in a silly, goofy mood.
Oh my God.
And Scotian girls, man, you don't want to mess with them. Look.
Scotian. Yeah, what was your experience in Nova Scotia traveling Canada? We haven't seen that much of Canada besides here, obviously, right, Vancouver and Montreal, but
yeah, mm-hmm. Down there's peaceful. It's peaceful, man. It's nice. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, certain parts. certain parts I go to.
Not everywhere.
No, I just want to say
disclaimer.
Yeah,
disclaimer.
It's nice down there. It's nice, man.
Word.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've never been.
There's no weird racial tension. No.
I hear about it, you know, but I stay away from certain parts. Yeah, yeah. Wow. Just say, no, Richie, don't go over there.
Really? Yeah.
What were not for blacks?
What were we rate Scotian pride on the level of Caribbean pride?
Well, Scotian's way up there, man.
Yeah. Oh my God.
These guys, they can't. Everything, because I'm Scotian.
No,
it's not.
Yeah, man, they're like 12 out of 10, bro.
Oh, go to hell. It's because I'm Scotian. That's a saying.
Tell everyone that.
Wow.
Yeah.
I remember one time we went on vacation and someone called you Will Smith. I think it was just any black entertainer. Sorry, Will Smith.
Yo, fuck it.
Was it?
Tunisia?
Tanzania?
Tunis.
Okay, whoa. What the fuck?
Because we're on a cruise. But it was like...
Tunis, Africa.
Northern Africa. Mm-hmm. It was like brown people there. It was like, we're going to Africa. I'm like, oh, cool. And then it was like a bunch of... It was like Middle Eastern people. Yeah, I might sound ignorant, but it wasn't black people.
Straight hair people.
Then they're just like, I don't know, I guess they don't see black people or whatever the case may be, but they saw you. Hey, Will Smith, Chris Rock.
It was so over.
Is this racist? What's going on?
Come buy some from me, Will Smith.
Oh, not even close.
Yeah.
No, that was the same as when I went to the Bahamas. I was at this resort. It was a nice resort of Sandals, actually. A lot of old white people.
Mm.
A lot of white people in general.
Yeah.
Everyone kept calling me James Harden.
Oh, boy.
Oh, okay.
James Harden.
Yeah.
The complexion is nowhere close.
It's nowhere close.
It's not. In China, they did that to us, too.
Yeah.
China, I understand. They're a little bit more disconnected. But here in America, bro, white person after white person. Hey, James Harden, you look like James Harden.
Yeah.
It's just the beard.
It's just the beard.
How come white people don't get this, though? Can I say that?
Yeah.
How come white people don't get that?
They don't.
Yeah. Incredible Hulk. Jason.
Justin Timberlake, what's up, bro?
Yeah.
How come they don't get that?
I was about to say, I literally did that last episode. We were talking about, you remember Mark? Oh,
yeah, you might remember.
You remember, what was the guy's name?
Mr. Hopper?
Mr. Hopper? our Taekwondo instructor.
I don't remember. Yeah, no.
Remember our Taekwondo instructor across the street from Regency? Nice
yeah. Regency.
Damn, we put us in Taekwondo.
Mm-hmm.
For, I mean, why? First off, why?
It was free.
No,
Holy, calm down, bro.
Fuck. I'm tired of my childhood being alive. I thought that was a bad
We brought it up what will now be a couple episodes ago.
Hold on. Who's Mark? So, the Taekwondo.
So Mr. Hopper, he could tell you better, honestly, than I can.
But, so Mr. Hopper was the instructor.
That wasn't his real name, though, right?
Whatever his first name was. His name might have been Mark Hopper. Anyways, that's not
because this is a Hopper in Stranger Things. I thought that's what y'all was talking about.
No. Oh, okay. That's his name.
His name was Mr. Hopper.
Interesting. But, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, we're in Taekwondo, and then I don't know if you remember all the details, but there's like this guy, there's like this little, he must have been training or Guyanese or something.
Mm.
And he was like an only child, and his mom would bring him in, short little brown woman.
Mm.
And then she was like his only child, it seemed like. So it seemed like he was like the pride and joy.
Yeah.
And then, so this kid had like all the gear. He was like belted up because you got to pay for the upgrades.
Yeah.
Which I remember being surprised about.
Yeah. No, you ain't going to no black belt. It's not free. Yeah. Stay in purple, man.
So we stayed at yellow straight.
Yeah.
But then Mark was just upgrading. He had the gear. Okay. Yeah. We're like bare naked. We have we're suited up, but we don't got the shoes. We're barefoot.
Damn.
No gloves, no headgear, no nothing. Mark has all that.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like the guy he's the only guy spending money. He had all the stuff, and Mr. Hopper's making us do drills or spar with each other.
Mm.
So here I am, just butt naked, and then Mark's all geared up, and just
he's like an older kid. And I'm like,
he's 14.
Yeah,
I don't think you know all the details.
No, I don't remember.
Yeah, no, well, that's what you paid. You paid to get your son.
Yeah, I got my ass kicked. Yeah, I got my ass handed to me.
Yeah, I should have ran on and fucked him up.
I was looking at the window. Father! Like, he wasn't even doing Taekwondo. He's doing new stuff.
Yeah.
Knees.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You even have to pay for the wood breaking tournaments?
You had to pay for the wood.
You got to buy the wood.
Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy.
Bro, there's nothing about skill that makes you upgrade.
Yeah,
it's just like how much money do you have? Okay, yeah, top. You're a master.
I bet that's lucrative. Yeah.
You could be like him, Mark. Yeah,
he was all about it, man.
Can we talk about the motorcycle accident?
Man, I was gonna ask. It's in my notes, man. The last time you're on a motorcycle, you crashed.
Yeah.
That was the least coolest thing I've ever seen you do.
Yeah.
You got on the bike like, oh, sick. Oh, yeah, dad. Yeah. My dad on the motorcycle.
Yeah,
dad.
Is that a curb? Oh, fuck. And a wall.
A curb and a wall.
Yeah, and the bike just kept going, man. It's like,
damn.
Just, boom, boom, and it just kept going. It's like, fuck, I had to dive off, man. Shit. I'm going to dive off. That time with Trevon and...
Little motor accident as well.
Oh, nice. Good way to put that back on me. Nice.
You went like...
Yeah. You said, speaking of accident. Yeah. Yeah, I was on that little ATV thing in DR.
Word.
He told me, get crazy, man. I said, all right. He's telling me, basically, we're on an ATV tour, and we're at the back. So he's like, yo, let the other guys get ahead so we can get some speed.
Mm.
So I'm like, all right, cool. And then I got some speed, and I don't know what happened. It's just... I think
you just veered off the road. Yeah, bro, it was a straight road, and you just like going into
the bushes. I'm in the back. It's like, is that a sign? So he tipped the bike, and while the bike was tipping, I had to grab Trevon and throw him.
Oh.
So the bike wouldn't fall on him.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
That was pretty cool.
That's all.
There you go.
I was in grade 7 too, so he's throwing some meat around.
Yeah. 89, 400 pounds.
Yeah. Yeah, man. And the bike tipped, man. It fell, rolled, and everything, man. Yeah.
That would have crushed you.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Dang.
But my bike story, man, I got on the bike, was like a brand new bike. And the guy worked for me too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And it's like, I'm just gonna get on your bike. So got on.
Yeah,
start going. It's like, and it's missing blood.
That was a ninja. That was a real.
There's a curb down there.
It was
the freaking bike. Wall. All I could see was me hitting the curb, and I'm hitting the wall.
Yeah.
You know
what
I
mean?
Like,
yeah.
Dang.
Also, you made a choice to dive off?
You had to jump off. Yeah, man. Right. Bust up my blood clot. Yeah. Excuse me, language. Bust up my head.
No, you're good.
Yeah. Yeah, we're worse.
Yeah. So then, then I ended up with a scar here. I went to the hospital and everything.
Mm.
I remember you drove yourself
and
there.
They, and they bandage it up.
Mm-hmm.
And this thing's not healing. It's not healing after a couple weeks.
Yeah.
I went to the hospital.
Mm.
Oh, shoot.
Anyways, I don't know if it was after maybe about a month or so. I said, fuck. A rock fell out. It's a friggin' rock in my skin.
Yeah. Oh, what?
It was supposed to clean that.
Yeah.
Right?
It was a rock. Yeah, a black rock. Yeah. It just blended in.
Yeah.
No, but it was inside my skin, man.
Damn.
I said, these motherfucking at the hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. And then,
free healthcare ain't that great, brother.
That's his condition.
Yeah, I'd never touch a bike again, man.
Yeah, I was about to ask my next question. Yeah.
So the next time you're on a bike.
I will not be on a bike. And then on top of it, I had to pay to fix the fucking
bike. Right.
Mm-hmm. That was expensive. Yeah. I was about to ask.
I wasn't happy about it.
For sure.
So,
you're happy about the 20-cent light, so I don't
know. I had to do it.
No polish. Yeah. Almost done. You think I find this shit?
That's what he said to you. Said,
Okay, I see why.
Yeah.
Okay. No, got it from?
Yeah. All he said was, oh, my mother's going to fucking kill me. And it's like, what about my fucking head? What about my rock in my skin?
Right.
Yeah. Tom McGee. Yeah. If his mom's watching, fucked up his bike.
How did you decide that they should work at your company moving?
I'm not ready for that conversation.
I feel like you're still looking at us like,
before you answer that, we're having Thanksgiving in the States and we had to move a fridge down the stairs. So Sam, Julian's mom, starts talking because obviously Julian worked there too. She's like, calls our boys. She's like, oh, yeah, my boys are strong. They'll do it. They'll do it. They're office movers. They used to move.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I had to tell her, I'm like, yo, these are great years, but like, you can't really like offer us around like that, like our services around, because it's just tragic. But yeah, we had to carry this big ass fridge down like
a narrow.
Oh, my God. We handled it though.
Smooth. Yeah, because
I gotta say,
everyone was impressed. There's like 20 adults there, and they're like, yo, the kids just.
It's impossible. It can't happen. We're just drop it. Yep.
Yeah! Yo, trust me. You got it done. It was a 4-hour mini, man. 4-hour mini.
That's a good grr.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we grr'd up.
Yeah.
What made it? What about us? Said, all right, yeah, these guys can.
Nothing about you guys, man. I just needed people. He's big. He's big too.
I don't gotta pay them.
Yeah.
No, I was getting paid nice. I can't lie.
Yeah,
that's
good.
Yeah, but I always pay them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had you know some problems there.
But when time comes, can you get a what?
So all you have to do is erase the Excel spreadsheet.
Yeah.
Just a quick edit.
Small. You bumped him up $1, man. Me and Julian have a bone to pick. I wait till Julian's with me to talk to you about that. But yeah, man, you bumped this guy up $1, left me at my look. What's that about?
No, he told you.
You told me.
I told you?
You say, yo, listen, Trevon. The checks are going to be different for me and him. We're always working the same hours.
Oh, yeah.
Start seeing him. Like, yo, we're the same day. Why am I 256? He's at like 399.
Yeah.
Like, bro, I couldn't defend it either because I didn't offer no extra services. I didn't drive no trucks. I wasn't an installer. I was just like.
You didn't talk?
Mm-hmm.
It was a good point.
Yeah, we're healing today.
Come on, dog. Man, shut the fuck up. you're at work.
Oh, that was another one, man.
Mm.
Fuck the storytelling.
Yeah. You guys think you're on fucking vacation? Let's go, man. Let's go.
We just got there.
I didn't say anything. I just woke up.
Sleeping in the van.
Man.
Yeah, fuck the storytelling. Yeah,
Did you ever feel bad for any jobs, specifically the stair carries?
Yeah, to see a struggle.
The RBC.
Thank you, Sean.
Come on, high behind Sean.
Yeah. Why did you...
was, you do that shit was crazy, bro.
Because you started bringing you to Astro.
This is bro, yeah. I'm not. Yeah. I've never been strong, bro. Yeah.
So, there's never any jobs where you felt bad for the intensity. It's okay.
Yeah.
He's thinking about I'm trying. Maybe.
It got paid. I don't know.
That was crazy. I never experienced nothing like that.
What, stairs?
Doing that.
Oh, yeah. The barbecue.
Yeah, the barbecue.
Yeah, so RBC would have a huge barbecue every year.
Yeah.
In the summertime. So we'd be on these stairs.
It was at the RBC building, but it was Oxford Barbecue. Yeah.
Okay, okay. Yeah.
So we're just carrying, it's a barbecue for like 500 people.
Yeah.
And then all the supplies from tables, chairs, umbrellas, bricks, ovens.
Of coal. I'm like, this is crazy,
drinks,
bro.
Food, upstairs. Like it's three flights of stairs, two or three. In the summer, bro, I felt like an Egyptian. The pyramids.
Facts.
Anyone from Toronto, if you coming out of
Union Station,
and then there's a, what's that hotel called?
The Royal Mount Royal?
Royal York.
Yeah.
The hotel is right here. The one on the side to this right, depending on where you're looking at it, it's just a staircase. So that stairs is like up, left, right.
Yeah, now
back
I know what
up.
You guys are talking about. Yeah.
500 pounds.
Yeah. Get it up there.
Oh my God.
I used to try to make it fun.
Yeah. Oh, man. The thing is, though, I will say.
He used to gas you up while you did.
Looking good. Yeah, because you start feeling like these. I'm like, yo, what? If it's a whole barbecue, I'd be like, I got this alone.
Yeah.
You get those out there, yeah. It would be fun at times.
Yeah.
Do you remember Steven's boots?
Oh.
Bro, this is the shoe. These are where the toes are at. The sole is just coming off the bottom.
Yo.
Does he watch this?
You're right, catch a clip.
Yeah, but the talking boots, that Mr. Boots.
I'm just telling you, man. We speak the truth.
Bro, don't make this up, man.
No.
Oh my God.
When you're trying to talk to him, you know what I mean? It's like you're looking at his boots because he's not answering, the boots answering. Yeah. You got that, Steven? It's like, come on, nigga, change your boots, man. Like, fuck.
He's like hustling, penny pinching.
Yeah. The boots, man. Yeah.
Bro, the worst part was like, if we work for 1 hour, we get at minimum paid for 4 hours. That's what a 4 hour mini is.
Mm-hmm.
That stair carry job didn't take 10 hours, but it was the most
intense
2 to 3 hours ever, and you're only getting paid for 4 hours.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
So, like, no two-hour minis are the same.
You get it finessed on this job.
Yeah. Normal four-hour mini to me is like, all right, move this safe. Only took 1 hour off. Whatever.
Yes.
A lot of things are on dollars and shit. Yeah.
All right. $48.
You got to get it done, man. You have that timeline, man.
You had to get it done. Well, I guess technically I had to get it done, too.
And then come back and take it out.
And then take it down. Then just dirty barbecues on the way.
Greasy stains, man.
At least
invite us to the barbecue.
They can't. I was glad when they stopped calling too, man. Because even when they call, it's like, oh my God, I got to find like 30 guys now. Mm-hmm. 30 sort of happy, decent guys.
Right. You got to convince them.
Yeah, because we're out on the front. Mm-hmm. On the front of Front Street.
Front Street.
And everybody's walking past it. Yeah, everybody's walking and looking.
That was the craziest part because this is when we started like really getting out there. So a lot of people are recognizing us, but now we're still working with him. So sometimes we just be on the streets, B&R, just clothes bad. Just
sweating, dripping.
I'm like,
because they're seeing us as superstars. Like, a million or 500,000 views. You guys are like, whoa, Justin Timberlake. What are you guys doing? Why are you sweating? I'm just doing something for my dad.
You understand that, right?
I live at his house.
But yeah, I'm still a kid.
So. I gotta go home.
Do you remember what those checks look like for those jobs? That job specifically? What you was getting on the back end?
On the back end?
No,
I don't recall.
Spending money from always.
It paid off.
Oh, man.
But I don't recall.
I honestly think some of the funniest stories in my lifetime come from B&R.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A lot of
for
them.
Real.
Yeah. Or it'll be a story like if you were alone and you're coming back to tell us a story of like what happened on a job site or you come back from a job site.
like one, your first encounter with wasabi, I believe.
You thought you were going through it. You were going through it in life in general. So you're just like, you thought someone was out to get you. And you came home.
Boy, yeah, 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 yes, sir, yeah.
I can't believe you to tell the story in the last one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I have to tell that story. Do you remember it?
Yeah, man, I was up in Burlington.
There you go.
And I went to this Chinese place. It looks sketchy, too. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so, anyways, I ordered some dumplings.
Okay.
Fried dumpling or whatever. Mm. Yeah. Mm. And I was broke too. Right. Mm. So.
Right.
Anyways, they came up with this green stuff and the dumplings and then I dipped it in there and like, you bit it.
Oh.
I thought it was bleach. Like these fucking people are trying to kill me. They poisoned me.
He's never seen them in his life ever.
But they're killing me. They're trying to kill me. It's like, either they're going to trap me, but I don't know. Have me in the back. I don't know. But I felt like I was dying, man. It's like,
holy fuck.
Yeah. This other time I was at the Mandarin.
Yeah, I was at the Mandarin.
And I was sitting there and it's sitting there.
We were all there.
You were looking.
You were like watching this one guy behind us.
Because I think we're sitting this way and you're facing him.
Yeah.
But you're starting to piece together like what's happening.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not gonna tell him.
Tell him what? I couldn't stop laughing. But I had to apologize to the guy. Explain to the guy, you know, why I'm fucking dying, man. Yeah,
holy.
Bro. He was alone too. Actually, he just had his own table. He just getting his wasabi. Light up, and then bro, at one point, he took his butter knife, was like scraping his tongue.
Yo, my dad's at the table.
Yeah, it was a spoon. It's true. Yeah, it took a spoon.
Holy shit.
We're all at the table, and my dad's just there. He's just like, what's this guy? So he eats it first, and nothing, because wasabi got to wait a little bit.
Yo, and wasabi just, you eat it, and then it starts opening you up.
Yeah. Your whole head just.
Your nose, your ears, it's just, man. And now I enjoy it, man. Sometimes I love getting licked.
Walk around in it.
Because don't talk to me. Yeah, it's like cocaine, man, but you're not getting high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trying to chase that first high.
Oh, you get it all the time, man. But that guy, I had to apologize. Anything else I couldn't even eat after. Because I just kept laughing. And
every time you see him.
Yeah.
He's looking at him and remembering. Nah, that's funny as hell.
It was literally like his exact story, but just now you're watching it. So someone probably watched you eat that wasabi for the first time. And when you're alone, everything is just like.
Bro, because you be trying to stay calm too. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? You can't.
You can't.
He's knocking off the napkin.
Honest to God, the first time I thought I was dead, man, I can't say the word.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, but these motherfuckers are killing me up here, man. You know what I mean? I'm up here in Boone Town. I'm the only black guy. You know what I mean? I'm the only black guy in this Chinese restaurant. They're my killing me star. I'm broke.
I remember this one story just came to me this morning. You're telling me when you're a kid, I guess, man, you know what I mean? Puberty hits us. Your body starts changing. You don't know what's happening. You had a story about you thought you were grown boobs.
Yeah, man.
What?
You thought you were grown boobs.
Yeah, it was a puberty time. I don't know, puberty or puberty or whatever. Yeah, I had these big ass titties, man. because you never had you wouldn't have any chest, just this thing. So, so I used to try and tape them up. Put ice on it. Yeah. I didn't know any better.
Shit. God damn. That's crazy.
Yeah.
When was this?
I don't know if it was 12, 13.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, you did like your flat chest.
For sure.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you grow.
There's no chest, there's boobs. And then you grow into these boobs, I guess. What the fuck is this? No, but honest to God, I used to tape it up and trying to hold them back or bring the, I wouldn't leave the house like that. But while I'm at home, I don't know what it was.
You remember the time when you had to tell Jermaine to slow down?
it took me a long time to tell him it because Jermaine was a nice kid.
Yeah.
What the hell, man?
Jermaine was a nice kid.
You gotta lay me down soft.
Yeah, yeah.
That's some heavy news to deliver, man. Yeah, like, yeah.
To a kid that's just nice.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. It was Trevon's. Yeah. Man, you're getting fat. Stop fucking eating, man. What's wrong with you? A little bit harder on Trevon.
Yeah.
But Jermaine was putting on some juice. It's like.
This is why it's hard to tell.
I've never heard that.
I've never heard that before. No, he's putting on some juice, man, getting all plumpy and shit.
Oh, man.
It's like, oh, my God, how am I going to tell this man?
Oh, man.
Maybe he'll just snap out of it. Maybe he'll just snap out of it.
Yeah. But the thing is, I can't remember if I told you or not because I had to build up. Did I tell you?
Yeah, you told me.
How did I tell you?
Did you?
I was in the middle of getting chips, and I guess that was just your last straw. You're like, all right, stop eating chips. You're like, hey, man, you got to watch your eating. I'm like, I don't know exactly what that means. Yeah, and then I put the chips away. Like, no, you can still eat that. I'm like, no, it's fine.
No, I can't.
You just said, I'm starting watching my eating right now.
Bro, if you ate them chips, they wouldn't taste bad.
Yeah, man. Homeboy's getting juicy, man.
Man, that's funny.
Bro, on after school hot dogs.
Eat the hot dogs. You're wasting it. All
right. Three.
Then
he stopped and changed. I was like, yes. Mm. I didn't have to tell him.
Things we ate a lot as kids. And
oh,
remember,
them sausages, man. With the cheese inside.
Yeah. But I think that problem comes from you eating a lot. Mm. And then, like, we're just kids who are like, all right, yeah, we're going to do everything our dad does. So we're eating a lot.
Stunned like my dad.
When we went to Mandarin, he used to be embarrassed about the plates that were coming back. Because it's like,
oh, God.
Man,
he was embarrassed because the plates looked the same.
Yeah, it's like, why are you matching me?
Yeah. Then I'm done. And these guys are still going up. And it's like, oh, my God. Yeah, we'll be there all day.
You have to understand how foreign all you can eat was to us.
Yeah.
Like the first off, a restaurant. Being at a restaurant is like already holy, and then you eat all you can.
God.
One price.
And you're like, yo, let's pig out.
Yo, pig out. Yeah. You said pig out?
Yeah, it's like, guys, go.
You full for 4 days.
Go. Okay, enough.
Remember when we used to go to Chan's and with the twins and we used to take the Tupperware containers?
Oh, God, man. Yeah,
you started tapping in. Or,
yeah.
Like, your dad, we're going to Chan's. It was like every Friday. You're like, all right, bring an extra container.
And the knapsack. Yeah. And the container. You guys were. Man.
Just let us do anything for us. All right, I guess we're good for this.
Yeah. Did you guys get caught, though? You guys got caught one at a time.
Nah, we got pressed.
One of the twins.
Because we were there for a long, very long time for like.
Yeah.
It was about to be 5 hours for water. Like, no, you bring it 5 hours.
Get out. Now you understand what I
mean. Yeah, 5 hours is crazy. Yeah, that's crazy.
I even woke up when he said that. I'm like, oh. Oh my God.
Yeah, get out of here.
Yeah.
Bro, the twins brought an ice cream container. Like a tub. Just filled with noodles, chicken, chicken balls. Just packed with food.
Man. Block. Thing is, you got to go home and separate.
Exactly. One time it was spaghetti and one was chicken wings. Just wanted to get your thoughts on this clip real quick.
No, please don't.
Amazing episode.
Thanks.
Dad, thank you for joining the community again.
No problem. Yeah.
Man, do all the things, man. Make sure you drop a thumbs up. Make sure you subscribe. Do all that. We're on Snapchat. We're getting active. What else we got?
Snapchat, TikTok, and everything's gonna be down below.
I'm getting my own channel too, right?
Yeah,
get my own channel.
Follow Papa Richard.
Your work blocks.
Yeah.
Anything you want to leave the people with?
follow Papa Richards on. Joking.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.